Being Dor LaDor Day, I thought we'd talk about a topic that relates to fathers and sons. So I was asked a shaila in a number of different ways, from dentists, oral surgeons, doctors, about performing medical procedures on their parents. A guy told me he's an oral surgeon. His father broke a front tooth that needs to be extracted. The extraction, the implant, would cost him thousands of dollars, but he could fix it for free. So he wanted to know if he's allowed to do that, knowing that his father is definitely going to bleed in the process. So what all this is based on is a pasuk in the Torah, Maka Avivi Imo Mos Yumas, that if a person strikes his father or mother, so he's chayiv misa for doing that. My father-in-law often points out that you have to be careful when you read the pasuk that you should pause in the right place. Maka aviv v'imo mos yimas, not maka aviv v'imo mos yimas. If you strike your father, your mother should die. You got to read it with the trap carefully. So the halacha is that if one strikes their parent in a way that they bleed, then they're going to be chayiv misa. So the question is, okay, that's if you, Rachman al-Tzlan, the person strikes their parent. What if a person is doing a medical procedure on their parent? They're doing bloodletting or something of that nature. So this is a Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, where the Gemara quotes three different shitos about doing bloodletting. It's Sugya and Daf Pei Dalet Pei Hei. The Gemara tells us that Rav Masna holds that a person is allowed to do Hakazas Adam and their father because of the Aftal, the Re'echa Kamocha, and just like you would want someone to do bloodletting for you, and your father wants to be treated in that way, and there's nothing he doesn't mind it, so you should do it as well, and therefore there's nothing wrong with doing that. Rav Dimi also says the Gemara holds that it's mutter, but not because of Yaftal Re'echa Kamocha, but because Maka Behema and Maka Adam are juxtaposed with each other, and just like you're allowed to be Maka Behema's Chavero if it's for some therapeutic benefit, so too you're allowed to be Maka Adam when it's for some therapeutic benefit, and therefore over here for bloodletting it's also for a therapeutic benefit, and therefore you're allowed to do it. The third Shita is the Shita of Rav and Marbury Ravina. Both Rav and Marbury Ravina say that it is usur to do any sort of procedure that is going to carry a risk of bleeding on one's parent. Removing a splinter, draining pus from a boil, if there's a chance that it's going to bleed, you're not allowed to do it. Why are you allowed to do it on other people? There's also a los aseh to strike other people, to wound anybody. Yeah, but that's just a los aseh. It doesn't carry misa with it. So a procedure that's going to risk bleeding is going to be usur for a parent. So in Shilta Stravachaygon, in Shilta Samach, he writes that the Machmir Shita of Rav and Marbarei Doravina must be Gzeret Rabbanon, because if it were really a Din D'Oraisa, that even when doing something therapeutically, if it causes them to bleed, is going to be Aser, so then even by other people it should be Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. To do any sort of procedure that might lead them to bleed should have been Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Elamai were Makel, because if you're doing it therapeutically, it must only be an Issa D'Rabbanon, and therefore if it's only a chance that it's going to cause them to bleed, and it's not necessary, even though it's not an absolutely necessary medical procedure, it's going to be mutter with other people and asr for one's parents. Now the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam in Inyan HaSakana that according to every Shita in the Gemara, if the bleeding actually serves a medical benefit, then it is mutter. When Rav and Marbarei D'Ravina asr, that's only if the procedure you're doing does not inherently require bleeding to happen. It's just that bleeding may happen as an unintended consequence of the procedure, but the procedure doesn't demand that there be bleeding. So when it's unnecessary, if the son causes the father to bleed, that's going to be aser. But when it's a necessary component of the procedure, that's going to be mutter. So if the bleeding is caused in the course of a medical procedure, then there will be no problem whatsoever. That is the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban also says that Rav and Marbarei D'Ravina only aser the son from performing those procedures in a case where somebody else is available to do it. But if nobody else can do it and the son is the only available person to do it, then it's going to be mutter for the son to do it. Now the Shitas HaRif is a little bit cloudy. It's not abundantly clear what the Rif holds, because the Rif in this three-way Machlokas only quotes the third Shita, only quotes the Shita that is Machmir, that a son is not allowed to do bloodletting for the father. He does not quote the first two Shitos, that it's mutter because of Yavta L'Re'echa Kamocha, or that it's mutter Mutter because of the juxtaposition to Makah Behema. So the question is, if the Rif only quotes the most Machmir Shita, is that an indication that the Rif is Machmir, or is that an indication that the Rif is Mekil? So one would imagine, if he only quotes the most Machmir Shita, it's an indication that he is Machmir, right? And that is in fact how the Rush understands the Rif, that the Amorayim are having a Machlokas over here, and the Rif is Paskening like the Deya that is Machmir. However, the Ramban understands the Rif differently. He understands that there's no Machlokas. There's no Machlokas in the Gemara about bloodletting. Bloodletting is itself a medical necessity, and therefore there would be no reason to Aser, and nobody would Aser. So just like Rav and Mabre Dravina allow a son to remove a splinter from the father if nobody else is available, so too you could take blood from him if nobody else is available. If somebody else is available, everyone would agree that it would be better for somebody else to do the bloodletting. So since there's no machlokas anyway, and they're just talking about different types of procedures, so that's why the Rif quotes Mabre Dravina and Rav, because he's paskening really lakula, like the first two opinions as well, because everybody agrees to the first two opinions. Shitas HaRambam is, the Rambam writes in Hilchus Mamrim Perkei Halacha Zayin, Hamek is dam la'aviv, Oshay Yerofe, V'chatach lo basar o ever, Potter Aval Bishu Potter Lechanchilo Lo Yasa, O Lohotzi Slom Ni Basar Aviv O'imo, Lo Yotzi Shema Yasa Chabura. That ideally a son should not do these procedures, even though they're medically beneficial, if there's someone else to do it, but if only he is able to do it and they're in pain, so then you can be makis v'chotech as much as the parent allows one to do it. So how do we paskin in? So again, the Rambam holds like the Ramban that ain't shamacher, if there's nobody else to do it, then it is totally mutter. So how do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? So in Yerodeus in Reish Memal of Siv Gimel, the mechaber is machmir, and the mechaber goes with the Rush's understanding of the Rif, which is interesting, because you have Machlokas Ramban and the Rush how to understand the Rif. Mechaber Paskin is like the Rush's understanding of the Rif, that it's usher for a son to treat his father where there's a risk of bleeding, even if nobody else is available to do it. However, the Ramah, ironically, goes with the Ramban's understanding of the Rif, and with the Shitas HaRambam, that if there's nobody else available, then the son is allowed to do the medical procedure. Maybe not surprisingly, some of the Sephardic Poskim paskin like the Ramah over here, because the Ramah is following Shitas HaRamban, Lefi Havanasa Barif, and the Rambam. So it's not so surprising that the Ben Ishchai in Parsha Shoftim paskins like the Ramah over here, and not like the Mechaber. So now the trick becomes, once we say, okay, as long as nobody else is available, it's no problem for the son to do it. What do you mean, nobody else is available? There are always somebody else available, but it will cost a lot more money, or the parent will be less comfortable with that somebody else, or that somebody else is not as great of a doctor as this person. So this is a big discussion in the Poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan Yerodeus in Reish Memal Sivav says that if the son is a better doctor, then it means nobody else is available, because there's nobody else that could do the equal job that the son is able to do. In Chalkas Yaakov, Chelik Bey, Simen Lamates, he goes even further. He says, even if the son is not the best doctor in the world, but the parent is most comfortable with the son doing the procedure, that means that nobody, or daughter for that matter, that means that nobody else is available. In Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Alev, Simen Chavches, he disagrees with that heter. He thinks being more comfortable is not enough of a heter. Chalkas Yaakov himself also says that if the father is in sakana, then the son is allowed to do it, even if other doctors are available. So again, what does it mean, nobody else available? So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, no other doctor that's quite as good. According to the Chalkas Yaakov, no other doctor that makes the parent feel quite as comfortable. Another point of the Chalkas Yaakov, that if it's sakana, you don't have to worry about other people being available. A fourth point, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Zayin says that if the son could treat the parent at home, but somebody else would require hospitalization of the parent, then that's also considered nobody else available. To require the parent to go to a hospital, I've been asked that Shiloh a few times by someone who's an emergency room physician. He says, I could treat my mom right here in the house, but if I don't, then she's going to have to go to the hospital. So Minchas Yitzchak deals with that directly. and he says that that's going to be mutter. There's an interesting machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Si Pesach Frank about the following. What if someone else is just as good, parent will be just as comfortable, everything else except it's just going to cost a lot more money. So does the son have to spend that money to hire the doctor for the parent? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Milcha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Beis, quoting from the Geshra Chaim, that if hiring a doctor is going to be expensive, but the son could do it for free, then it's mutter for the son to do it for free. And that's considered that nobody else is available. In Hartzvi, Yerodeus, and Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Rav Si Pesach Frank disagrees, and he holds that the son has to pay for a doctor to treat his father in order to avoid any risk of violating the Isra of wounding his father. Even though a son is generally not chayiv to spend his own money for the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em, generally the Gemara in Kiddushin says, and we pass in Halacha, Kibbut Av is Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. A child doesn't have to spend the money for Kibbut Av Ve'Em. In this case, he's not spending the money for Kibbut Av Ve'Em. He's spending the money to avoid an Isser that he has of striking a parent. That's got nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em. It's a separate Isser. Rav Si Pesach Frank compares this to a father who asks his son who lives far away to visit him. So the son has to pay his own travel costs because he could have chosen to walk. You could walk all those miles and go visit him. So you want to make it easier for you and you want to go. So you have a problem that you don't like walking. So to solve your problem, you're going to have to pay the money. So Rav Si Pesach Frank says, so you have a problem. You don't want to violate the Isra of Maka Aviv. So to solve your problem, Maka Aviv, you have to pay the money. But that's not called Kibbut Av Mishal Av. Rav Shlomo Zalman, for his part, says that it's not a two shtel at all. In the case of the son who has to travel to his father, the travel expenses are completely because the son doesn't like to walk. But in our case, the reason that he should be also from treating his father is because of the very fact that it is his father. How can you separate Maka Aviv from Kibbut Av? Meaning the whole reason Maka Aviv is so severe is because it's his father, which is obviously a function of the fact that there's an extra level of reverence that is due to one's father. So in most cases, I think the poskim in general are makel, because most of the time the parent says they're much more comfortable with the child, they trust the child more, and even if the child's not the best doctor, his mother thinks he is, so as long as she thinks that he's the best doctor, then the chora, most of the time the poskim would be makel in those cases.